You all have probably heard of the saying, bad facts make bad law. And, unfortunately, I recently encountered a particularly egregious example from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California, the so-called Court of Appeals for Hollywood. In an attempt to save a life, the Ninth Circuit has radically changed copyright law. An actress, Cindy Lee Garcia, was tricked by a director into appearing in an anti-Islam movie called, rather misleadingly, The Innocence of Muslims. Thinking she was auditioning for a thriller entitled Desert Warrior, Ms. Garcia found her dialogue overdubbed, making it appear she was uttering sexually offensive lines targeting Muhammad and Islam. One can easily imagine her shock and outrage at being tricked. And not surprisingly, an Egyptian cleric issued a fatwa ordering the killing of all involved in making the film, and she began receiving death threats. She sued, seeking an injunction that would force YouTube to take down the uploaded movie. While she may well have several causes of action against the director, breach of contract, fraudulent misrepresentation, or a false light privacy claim all come to mind, none of the facts recited above should have any relevance in a copyright infringement suit against Google as the owner of YouTube. So, why bring a copyright suit at all? Well, because it's the only one of these causes of action that can get her an injunction. In fact, it's one of the only ways to get a court order to stop someone from speaking. Now, her claim is based on the assertion that her performance is protected by copyright law and that she is the sole owner of it. Until the Ninth Circuit opinion, however, courts had always required that a copyrighted work be fixed in a tangible means of expression in order to receive protection. To be sure, a movie performance is fixed, but it's long settled that the author of a visual fixation is the photographer or the videographer, not the subject of the fixed image. In other words, Marilyn Monroe is not the owner of the famous picture depicting her skirt billowing upward over a heating grate. The photographer is. Sometimes the subject of images have privacy rights or publicity rights, but until the Ninth Circuit opinion in Garcia versus Google, no court had ever held that the subject of an image is entitled to a copyright. Could an actor ever establish a copyright in an image or series of images? Sure, but not by just acting. Think of Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. He wrote the script to the movie, which is a clear fixation, and he directed the cinematography, another fixation. These contributions, not his acting, qualify him as a copyright holder. Previous courts, considering the claims of actors, have always required the actor to have a significant input into the script or control over the filming in order to qualify for protection. Garcia alleged neither. Although Hollywood can effectively use contracts to prevent actors from leaping onto the Garcia bandwagon, I think the case will surely wreak havoc with the works of videographers who lack sophistication, a knowledge of the law, and an attorney to make sure that all of the actors properly sign away their rights. I hereby issue a fatwa on the Ninth Circuit. This is Paul Heald.